For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
We begin this week by noting that opium production dropped 30% last year in Southeast Asia's Golden Triangle, a region encompassing Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand. The UN drug czar, Antonio Maria Costa, says that if this trend continues, Afghanistan is destined to become the world's only source of the illegal narcotic. Indeed, since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001 and during the subsequent occupation, annual Afghan opium production has increased from 200 to nearly 7,000 tons, up 60% this year over last and soaring past all previous records. The UN estimates that Afghanistan now produces enough opium to oversupply global black market heroin demand by 30%. This week, representatives of the respected international think tank, the Senless Council, were expelled from Afghanistan for encouraging the legalization of the country's narcotics trade and diverting the enormous bounty to legal painkiller markets. Also this week, President George W. Bush confirmed to conservative commentator Bill O'Reilly that the Taliban are being financed by heroin trafficking. The president rejected Mr. O'Reilly's calls to destroy the fields and instead called for patience. The commentator seemed surprisingly dubious, saying, quote, "You know, it's year after year and we don't see a lot of results," end quote. What an understatement. This week, a spokesman for the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime said that Afghanistan's illegal narcotics industry is, quote, "pretty much out of control," end quote. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
You know, Glenn was right to make this report about the Senless Council being kicked out of Afghanistan. Even the BBC was reporting it as such. But according to more recent reports from another of our reporters, Mr. Phil Smith, who works for StopTheDrugWar.org and helps to produce the Drug War Chronicle, it's just not so. According to Phil, the Sinless Council has not been banned from its activities in Afghanistan. If too many people out there believe that they should get their news from the corporate media, then I think someday soon we will all be sadly mistaken. I'm not harping at you, Glenn. I'm just saying, who can any of us trust when everything is so broken? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.